You are now tuned into New York's very own Minx Couture. All the opinions and views expressed on this show are from mine and mine only. I take responsibility for everything I say. But if you're gonna be all up in your feelings, then this is not the platform for you. Because this is The Minx Show. Reloaded. This is everyone's favorite Minx, Minx Couture, and this is the Minx Show podcast, and I'm doing something very different, something that has never been done, and that is recording my podcast before actually dropping it. I know you guys have been sitting there saying to yourselves, well, Minx doesn't care about the podcast anymore, so she's hardly doing it. Not true. I actually just got finished dropping a magazine with my cousin called Hustle Culture Magazine, and we've been working on that, and as well as the RTIM franchise. I'm calling it a franchise because we're about to take over every single platform, me and 759. So yes, we've been working on that, daily shows for that, which is Monday through Wednesday from 7 to 9. You guys can catch that on the rtimshow.com, or you guys can catch us on our social media, whether it be Periscope or YouTube or wherever we are here. So this is going to be a little bit different for me. So just give me a break here. I'm not used to doing this. I hope all is well. I hope you guys are all still wearing your masks and going through this quarantine as a spirit should, which is staying grounded, staying conscious, and staying aware of everything that is going on. All right. So as you guys see on the screen here, this is the Minx Show podcast. You guys can catch the podcast on Anchor and platforms everywhere, including Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, and more. So I appreciate you guys for showing the support in that. And as well as my most recent interview that I have with 2Dub Official, just recently dropped, which was Friday on the 26th of June. And before that, we had City the Great and The Famco, all dope interviews. So make sure you guys catch that when you get the chance. So I'm just going to dive right into it. A lot of things going on in the music business. And a lot of the things that I've been sharing to the blog has a lot to do with what everybody wants, which is social media's attention. So one of these articles that I came across, actually, which was real crazy, I was actually on Instagram and this shit popped up and I said, wow, are people really about that life? So this website is called ShoutCart.com. Now, if you thought Cameo was bad, this is about to get worse. So basically, you can buy shoutouts from social media influencers. The cloud is real, guys. So anywho, with this site, I haven't tried it. I haven't tested it out or anything like that. But I do have a couple of questions that I want to ask these folks before I even spend my money. But basically, you create an account, you get into this thing, And you can be able to pay an influencer to give you a shout out on their social media. It could be in the stories. It could be a post. You just put together the post the way that you want it to, you know, be posted, and they'll do it that way. And then you can go ahead and tell everybody, look, Mom, I have clout. So let's use an example. Let's just say these folks here. Okay, so this person here has 198,000 followers. So the description just starts off as, hi, I'm Tala. I've been on Instagram since 2019. Brands on our page with more than 19,000 followers interested in fashion and beauty for men. They work with international companies such as Fashion Nova Men, Gentleman Tobe, and other small companies. If you guys are interested in that, I mean, I would definitely do that if you're a hair product person. So here's the instructions here. So it says basically they want you to, in step one, you have to find influencers. So you browse through thousands of influencers on Shoutcart and then pick a few that match your niche or your offer. And you can choose it by category, audience size, follower demographics, or simply search by the keyword. Step two is after you add your choice, you would pay for it, of course. Create an order, which would be a simple form. Upload an image or a picture for influencers to post. Include your username or link in order to caption so viewers can know how to reach your offer. And then you schedule it and you pay, and then you receive your exposure. Now, although I think this is very sad, I kind of feel like, you know, we are missing the mark here of actual, I just think that we as people, if you have to buy a shout out, I don't really think that that's genuine. I think that that's kind of like cringy. And some people really, really crave for that kind of attention, which I find very weird. The fact that you are literally buying your way into someone saying that they fuck with you, and that's not it at all. I personally don't agree with it, but to each his own. But that's just a subtle promo for you guys. If you guys are interested, you guys can definitely buy your shout out from social media influencers. Again, that's shoutcart.com. So now the next article that I want to talk about. Well, there's been a lot of stuff going on. I know on my page, I got hit with a DACA request. My song, a little freestyle I had did, got flagged, and they threatened me. They were like, you better take this shit down. And I was like, okay. Actually, I didn't even have a choice. They just took the shit down. So this article was on June the 8th of 2020. That just goes to show you how far back I've been, like, literally archiving these posts. So it says Twitch users face potential channel bans following the platform's sudden influx of DCMA music takedown requests. This was really, really pathetic, but here we go. So it says Amazon-owned live streaming platform Twitch, and I didn't even know that they owned it, has become an increasingly useful tool for artists looking to reach their fans in the absence of live music during COVID-19. The past few months have seen Twitch move closer to the music business as a result, highlighted by the appointment of Spotify for Artists product lead Tracy Chan and its new head of product and engineering for music. That's not to mention, of course, SoundCloud's partnership with Twitch to fast-track SoundCloud Pro, SoundCloud Premiere, and repost creators directly to Twitch affiliate status, and the launch of the new Twitch channel called SoundCloud on Twitch, which SoundCloud describes as a new home for all artists, creatives, and listeners to meet emerging acts, hear from some major names in music, and connect daily with the SoundCloud team. Meanwhile, as Twitch attracts more and more viewers, which are multiple millions of them, I keep forgetting. I got to scroll down. rights holders appear to be getting increasingly uncomfortable with unlicensed music being used in VOD clips published by users on the platform, and popular Twitch streamers are now facing a complicated legal dilemma. Like YouTube, in order to be protected under U.S. safe harbor laws and not be liable for infringing user-generated content, Twitch is legally required to comply with the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which is DMCA, takedown requests served by rights holders, for example, a record label, or an entity on behalf of rights holders such as the RIAA. Again, you guys can read this on my blog. This is kind of lengthy. But here's my thoughts. At what point do we as social broadcasters, at what point do we get warranted a level of respect? I find that it's very disrespectful where you have people like myself who could be doing tons of other things, and we spend our time using our platform to shed light to artists that may live in an area where there is no traffic, there is no togetherness as far as open mics. You know, we all congregate online. So how can we as people promote any artist, even if they send us their music? They're sending us content, and all we do is hit play. And we're getting hit with all of these legal threats from artists that send us their music, or even if it's artists that we like. Now, I can understand that these channels are monetized. I can get that. You're making money. But if you have little channels like mine that are not really, like my YouTube channel is not monetized, I don't really expect it to ever be monetized because I play independent artist music. But even if it was to become monetized, I really don't think it would ever stay monetized because of the fact that I play underground music. So at what point, I mean, no one is giving direction to us social broadcasters or even podcasters or radio hosts, internet radio, people that do song reviews on Instagram all the way out to Facebook. No one is giving us the direction of saying, this is what you have to do in order for us to leave you alone. Now, there should be options for licensing if that's the case. There should be options to license, allow content creators, people that are social broadcasters, licensing so that we can be able to advertise and showcase artists that we like. You know, it's almost like you're punishing artists for doing the right thing. You're punishing artists for getting their music copywritten or getting their music into a sound scan service. You're punishing them for doing the right thing, and you're punishing us for using our platform to showcase it. I don't agree. But hopefully, somehow or another, there could be some sort of happy medium where everybody can be happy. But we're not going to find that out tonight. Next article. Speaking of, Travis Scott is accused of copyright infringement in a lawsuit filed by Blurred Lines lawyer Richard Busch. So it says Travis Scott has been sued for alleged copyright infringement on his number one single, Highest in the Room. At the center of a lawsuit filed in California on Tuesday, which was June 9th, musicians and producers Oliver Basil, Benjamin Lasnier, and Lucas Benjamin Leith claim that a melody used in the track is plagiarized version of the guitar melody used on their own song called Cartier. Between them, according to the lawsuit, Basil, Lasnier, and Leith have previously worked with artists such as designer Tory Lanez, NBA Youngboy Trippie Redd, Meek Mill, and Schoolboy Q. Named as defendants in a 37-page complaint, are Travis Scott, Cactus, Jack Records, Grand Hustle, Sony Music Entertainment, Sony ATV Music Publishing, Papa George Music, and These Are Songs of Pulse. Highest in the Room's co-writers and producers, Ozan, who is Oz, D-Nick, whoever. They're also named in a suit which alleges that some of the defendants pretended to be interested in the collaboration while instead just taking the plaintiff's work for themselves. Did you hear that? It says that other people that were named in the suit, it alleged that some of the defendants pretended to be interested in the collaboration while instead just taking the plaintiff's work for themselves. Now let's pump the brakes on this story real quick, because I have a lot to say about that. What bothers me, I've been having a lot of debates on Twitter lately, mostly in the production conversation. And for some strange reason, people seem to think that I am holier than thou, my shit doesn't stink, SMD, you ain't shit, your beats ain't shit, because you use loops, or whatever. Now, personally, I don't give a fuck. I don't care about your opinions on what you think about what I think production is. I don't have no shade towards any producer. Y'all gonna do whatever you want. But I don't trust the business of loops. I don't trust it because I'm a person that makes her own loops. I know, pat on your back, right, Minx? Fuck you, Minx. Pat on your back. Yes, I know. I make my own loops. I make my own music from scratch. And there's a reason why. It's because of shit like that. You have producers that literally send their beats to mainstream people in hopes of being put into some sort of magical placement. Producers that can't help themselves can help you. You see, I am not at all starstruck at any celebrity or blue checker like some of you are. But it seems like it's like an illness, it's a sickness that you need the clout. You need it to survive. Now you will not catch me sending no melodies, beats, or anything like that to an industry person unless they sign an NDA. That's how I move. That's the business way. But you guys get so wet. Oh my God. I have to go send this out to an industry producer that's out of work, that's desperate for their next hit, and we are in a quarantine, and nobody's really working, nobody really has juice like that, and you want to magically send them your track. I'm sorry, but you're an idiot. And if you get your shit stolen and you didn't copyright and you didn't put that shit in the right trademark copyright situation, publishing, getting a UPC code for it, then you deserve to get your shit jacked. I'm just keeping it real. But you got these people that climb into your DMs and they'll tell you that your shit is hot. And because you see a blue check, you're like, oh my, Yeah, you need to get over it. It doesn't work like that. Nobody gets business like that. Need to do your research, because that's not a real protocol. But let's go back to the story. Okay. So basically, Basil, Lesnar, and Leith are suing for actual damages and profits and want the defendants to be held jointly and severely liable for actual damages as well as each other's profits and practical partners. In the complaint obtained by Music Business Worldwide, you can actually visit the website. They'll show you the full complaint. It says they were communicating with Scott's producers over Instagram via email. See, it started on Instagram, right? in the hopes of collaborating, and that there's no doubt that defendants highest in the room was modeled after and copied the original prominent, qualitatively and quantitatively important parts of Cartier. The suit claims that Cartier was written and recorded by Basil on or about January the 15th via Skype. You see, well, what is going on? Alongside Leith and Lasner on or about January the 25th of 2019. They sent the recording of the work named Cartier, which was later registered with the United States Copyright Office, December 17th, 2019. See, it was copywritten, ladies and gents. It doesn't just end with DistroKid, like some of you idiots think. Oh, yeah, DistroKid got me. DistroKid does not have you. So once they registered everything in the Copyright Office, Highest in the Room was released October 4th, 2019. And the complaint goes on to say that prior to the release, that was actually emailed, Highest in the Room / Cartier had been emailed directly to Le Poir. You guys need to look into this and be careful and mindful, of course. All right. Now, there was a couple of, you know, different articles that I've just been sending to myself, like Tidal, still being accused of faking streams for Beyonce and Kanye and Jay-Z, because Tidal ain't shit. So it says Norway's equivalent of the FBI seizes documents that contain business and operating secrets. That's another article that y'all definitely need to check out. I know I've been talking about Deezer a lot lately. I've been using Deezer mainly because of an advertising company that I've been using. And besides the fact that, you know, I just got my Newmark turntables, digital, of course. And they don't allow Spotify in order for you to pull that in so you can have a set. You can't use that. First Serato, the first program I had for Serato was like not working, was not compatible with Tidal on my computer. So then I said, let me try this DJ Pro app. And I was able to only use, I had two options, which was SoundCloud, or I had to use Deezer. So I chose Deezer. I will definitely say that I do hear an audio quality difference with Deezer, almost like it's more enriched and spread out, like more, how can I say? It just sounds more full. So, of course, I went snooping around on Deezer and I found my page. I found my artist page and I had no picture, had no information. And basically, I put on my site a way that you can be able to get your Deezer for Artists page. You guys can head over to themingshow.tumblr.com. Okay, this article here really grinds my gears. I'm going to explain why in a little bit. But this is in marketplace.com. And it says the music industry may be ditching the urban label. It says the Recording Academy announced on Wednesday that the Grammy Awards will drop the word urban from the names of several categories. Republic Records says it's dropping the word too, and other labels and radio stations are reportedly moving in the same direction. After Tyler, the Creator, won a Grammy in January, he had some thoughts about the way his music is characterized. He says, I don't like that urban word. It's just a politically correct way to say nigger to me. I can't believe it. So he says, so they also go on to say, music categories include urban contemporary, urban Latino, urban gospel, and more. The word really just means one thing, says A.D. Carson, a professor of hip-hop at University of Virginia. He says the genre categories have attempted to really correspond to the bodies of people who make the music more than describing what we might observe to or hear to be unique characteristics of any of the music that's being produced. That's because there's a range of music being produced by Black artists. There's Tyler, the Creator's unique sound, pure pop music, hip-hop, and even country. This isn't the first time the music business has changed the language it uses to refer to music by Black artists. In 1942, Billboard magazine unveiled a new chart called the Harlem Hit Parade. Then it became Race Records, then Rhythm and Blues, then Soul, then Urban Contemporary took off in the 1970s. Using different words for music by Black and white artists hides the unequal ways that they've been promoted and paid, says Jennifer Lynn Stover, which is the author of The Sonic Color Line. Again, you guys can check this article out on my website. I am so tired of this all of the sudden shit. All of a sudden, everything is offensive to white people, right? When it comes to Black politics, it's been, well, I'm not going to say Black politics. I would say when it comes to Black people, you know, I think the only thing we really care about is police, racist police officers, getting off the force, and obviously the justice for the slain, unarmed, and people who have been treated so poorly in an excessive arrest, and in that aspect resulted in their death. People like Breonna Taylor, who was just sleeping in her home, minding her damn business, and got shot up. That's what we are focused on. We want justice for these people. But when you have side shit like this, you know, oh, we're going to remove Urban because you wasn't thinking about that before the riots. And again, like I tell my homie 759, this just seems like another, you know, here nigga damn award. This is not genuine. You were not thinking about a quote unquote urban category being offensive to any Black people when you had, who was it? Old Town Road was not allowed to cross over into the country charts. You weren't thinking about it at that point. But there's a lot of Black artists. There's a lot of Black artists. There's a lot of Black producers. There's a lot of Black presence in music these days. Now you guys want to join the bandwagon? Now you want to go and say something is offensive? It's a little bit too late. And they're not only doing this with music, they're doing this with entertainment all over. They're trying to strip away certain voice actors from being offensive to Black people. We don't care about that shit. We just want to have equal representation, equality, the same opportunities as others. That's all we want. We don't care about this other shit. This other shit is just so minuscule. It's not fixing the problem. So when you guys do shit like that, it's a huge slap in our face because, you know, we totally are meant for more. We are meant for more than just stereotypes and just being characterized in a freaking like Rolodex of being what it is to be Black. Quite frankly, I'm tired of it. I'm like, if I see one more company come out and say, we're going to stop doing this, you know, they went OD with the Aunt Jemima shit, but we're going to stop doing this because this is offending Black people. It can't be like that. So we got to do better. And companies need to do better because we don't need a here nigga damn award. We need you to be genuine. Okay? So we're going to go on a quick break. And we're going to be right back.
Take a look behind.
Okay. Welcome back. This is everyone's favorite Minx. This is the Minx Show podcast. We're loaded and we are here on a pre-recorded podcast because I know a lot of people have been asking me, when are you going to do a show? And I don't feel confident in doing a show live anymore. I have my reasons and hopefully you guys will understand. Now, I wanted to talk about a quick company. This company that I have, I've been working with, is called Feature FM. Feature FM, I've seen it. You know, I've seen it in people's bios. I just personally never thought anything about it. I just thought it was just another one of these, you know, I thought it was affiliated with DistroKid. I'm not going to lie. So I didn't really pay attention to it until it was brought to my attention and someone said, Minx, you need to test this shit out. It's pretty dope. So, of course, some of you guys saw the tweet that I put out. I put out and I said I was going to do a campaign and see how they run. Well, shout out to Feature FM for reaching out to me prior to me, you know, running a campaign and shit. So basically, Feature FM is an advertising company, advertising and marketing company for your music. I cannot stress enough the protocols that's necessary in order to run a successful campaign. You cannot run an ad based off of data that you don't have. What is the data, Minx? The data is where people are listening to your music from. And if you come and say, oh, I know everyone's listening to my music from Antarctica. Well, how do you know that? Well, because of Spotify. Spotify is not your only source of data. They're not your only source. If you have Instagram and organic following and you have a business page, you can track your demographics. You can track that. Now, what I like about Feature FM, I like the fact that when I put up a new release, I was able to gather data that I needed in order to run an ad. So that's one of the things. Now, let's talk about the site itself. Okay. So this is my page. I actually am paying. I decided that I wanted to pay the monthly service for it. Now, when you first get started on here, you start off as a free account. Now, that free account is dope. You can still run ads, but the paid account actually gives you more features. Now, this is what you can do. Now, you can create an ad campaign. You can create a pre-save link. You can create a smart link, or you can create an action page. What's the difference? I'll let you know right now. So basically, I think I have some of these archived. Give me a minute. I did. I haven't run an ad recently. Okay. So basically, an ad campaign is simple. You know, you just create a campaign and you can pick the type of campaign you want to run. So you can run a Deezer sponsored song, which is basically your song is played in Deezer to an audience of your choice. You get guaranteed airplay and your song is guaranteed to be heard for at least 30 seconds. That's pretty cool. You can do an Audio Mac sponsored song. You can do 8 tracks, where 8 tracks, your song will be played across internet radio stations inside music apps, guaranteed exposure to real radio listeners in your target audience. And you only pay when your song is listened to for 30 seconds. Or you have the last part, which is popular music sites. You can get your song guaranteed exposure on popular music sites and blogs. You can promote your music, concert, brand, and more using an inline player and a custom call to action. And you only pay when someone sees your ad on the screen. Now that's kind of good. I like that. So I'm going to show you some campaigns that I actually ran. So these are my archived campaigns, right? let's take a look at this one here. All right, so this is a campaign that I ran last week for my song, Keep Sleeping. So my budget that I spent on this campaign was $17.14. Okay, now I fed the meter. I fed the meter $20 because I said, what can I get for $20? And there's a reason why it's 17, and I'll tell you why. So I got 857 plays, 13 engagement, 1.52 engagement rate, right? Shows the timeline, shows the breakdown, shows that 469 people heard it on Android and 388 heard it on iOS. So for people that sit there and say, oh, what the fuck is a Deezer? No one's listening to that. Bullshit. Okay? Don't follow trends because of what other people are talking about. You're shooting yourself in the foot by not using the right platforms. Okay? So as you see, this was a high engagement. Okay? Now, four people added my song to their favorites. Seven people followed me because of that. Now, these are the reactions to the song. So some people skipped it. I'm not too mad about that. But I'm lacking the fact that people were actually engaging with it. Right? Then they break it down to age. So obviously females was feeling it. And then it shows you a map, which is dope. I already put a couple of people onto this. And then it breaks down by country. So shout out to France. France is liking Minx Couture. Followed up by Brazil. Brazil is liking Minx Couture. And United Kingdom. Thank you so much. So as you guys can see, this analytical breakdown is so simple. Now I know that if I want to use Instagram and promote an ad of my music, I'm going to be hitting France, Brazil, United Kingdom. That's the protocol for running a successful marketing research. That's all this is. See, some of you guys don't believe in spending money, and I get that. And it shows. It really does show. So we're going to go back into another campaign I did. This campaign I did was for the same song, but through YouTube. So I had to go find my YouTube link where this song was at for Keep Sleeping. And these are the placements. Okay, so 21,085 placements, 10,000 viewed impressions, 25 clicks, and I only spent $2.86. $2.86 is what I spent. Okay. The traffic sources, these are the websites that my ad ran on. So it ran on Pop Justice, Gaga Daily, Dat Piff, Your EDM. Okay. Again, nice little chart. Breaks it down. Now on these videos, on these blogs and websites, they mostly was in the United States, United Kingdom, and Canada coming in at 3. So I would definitely say that I was feeling that. I felt this campaign. So both sides, again, spending only $20, I was able to get something popping. And the last thing I want to show you guys is what I have here is called my action pages. Now, I know DistroKid, they give you your own little bullshit, you know, oh, click my link and they skeet it all over it, right? Cool. Don't care. However, the insights on this is fairly dope. So basically, you create your own little gate. You know, you take your single, you take your social media, you take all this stuff, and you, come on, Mr. Internet. Here we go. And basically what you do is you create a little thing, a link, right? Okay. So again, I'm only paying for the artist package. So my insights is limited to 28 days, but that's cool. I haven't been using it more than 28 days. All right. So the link that I put together looks a little something like this. I'm pretty sure some of you guys have seen this, right? So it looks like that. People come here, they click on it, shows follow on Spotify. It shows my social media links on the bottom. So people can follow me on all over the web from this. They get a little preview. So they get a nice, you know, because remember what I said the other day, I said Spotify took away the option to hear the song for 30 seconds. So that's how you fix it. Okay. Dope, right? Minx, you're always thinking, I try. So these are the insights from that particular link. I got 19 link clicks. That's pretty good. 5 song previews. That's pretty good. Shows where I got it from. Now I'm running this particular link as an ad on Facebook. Okay. Actually, let me go up here. Okay, here we go. So as you see, Facebook promoted PFR. I'm running this link as an ad on Facebook. So I got 14 clicks. That's not too bad. All right. So organically paid. Right, song previews, clicks to service, nothing yet, but that's okay. I keep it real, guys. I don't lie about my numbers. All right, so they look at, they have the referral service. As you guys can see, the direct link that I posted it myself, as well as Facebook, as well as wherever. So I'm still collecting data because I just ran this shit today. All right, so shout out to the United States again, Ireland, and the Netherlands for rocking with your girl. Now, this is very important, guys. I think that where everybody is failing is that they really think that tweeting out a link, dropping links in DMs, dropping links in comments, dropping links is what's going to get you a fan base and is what's going to get you played. It's not, that's maybe 20% of it. If you're spammy and cringy and annoying as fuck, it's not going to happen. So you have to invest in things. Like I just told you what the budget was. What, $20 a week? If you can't spend $20 a week to promote your music, then there is a problem as to why you're not reaching your potential. Now, if you can't afford it, that's cool. That's cool. But if you have the money to and the time to put up videos on Instagram and pick, you know, taking Wish or Amazon money and putting it to your ear like you're talking to money, and you can't invest $20 a week into your music, that's $100 a month. Then you really need to think about your seriousness of trying to, quote unquote, make it. Okay? It just doesn't work like that. So I could tell you from my own mouth, I've had decent success with, growing a fan base on Deezer with this site. I kind of wish that it did have analytics and not analytics. They did have features for Spotify, maybe Apple Music, perhaps Tidal. But it just seems like to me people don't understand that, you know, Deezer is more worldwide than Spotify is, than Tidal is. You know, they are hitting spots in countries that I ain't even heard of. So it's just very important that we have to think about and be mindful of the platforms that we are promoting. Why not create a gate that shows people that you can hear that your music anywhere? Spotify, SoundCloud, Deezer, Tidal. You know, YouTube Red, like you should have all that information where people can find it, which is why you have dope platforms like It's My URLs or the other joint that everybody's using. So what is that other joint? I know y'all are probably screaming at the screen. Oh my God, Minx, it's called, give me a second. Linktree, there you go. Linktree. You should have it easily accessible for your fans to find you. And I know some of you, oh, I don't like having the word fans. Well, you need to make yourself accessible for all of your fans to find you, or else they'll hear your song, Shazam it, and keep it fucking moving. And that's why I say, I love the way that this shit is set up, because I can easily just go ahead and post my shit and people can find me anywhere on one link. So, is it worth it? Yeah, I think it's worth it. I think that I don't have any affiliate links or anything, so I'm not doing this to make money yet. But as you guys can see, Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, everything's here. I just feel like I can't tell you to spend money on yourself. I can't tell you. I can only just show you what works. And this is a small company, but there's a lot of labels and other people that use them. So I implore you to do your research. I know I did. I'm just showing you guys, this is what $20 got me. So I paid $19 a month for the artist package, but anything additional from that, that's the other thing. I kind of wish it was all in the price, but I pay $19 a month for the artist package. And then whatever promotion I need, I just feed it to the meter and let Feature FM do their magic. So if anybody is interested, definitely sign up for it. Let them know that Minx sent you, because I would just appreciate it. All right. So other than that, I just feel like, you know, the protocols, there's protocols to everything. You know, there's protocols in place to protect you and to help you flourish. And you have some people that, you know, disagree. You know, they think that, you know, oh, you mofos is the gatekeepers, you're this, you're that. No. If you follow directions, then you get to your destination. If you observe how other people are moving, if you look at how other people are moving, then you'll get to where you need to go. But you can't get to where you want to go if you are combative and you don't do your research. I explained the importance of merch. Merch, some people say, I don't need merch. Fuck that. Ain't nobody gonna buy it from me. This is the excuses that I hear when I try to tell, nobody will buy that from me. So if no one is going to buy merch from you, they're definitely not going to play your music. You got to stop being afraid to ask people for the sale. You are a musician. Most musicians were starving. They were sitting on the street corners with their guitars in their lap, and they had their case open, and people would walk by, even if it was for a millisecond. They dropped a dollar. They dropped $5. They dropped a penny. It still showed support. Now, if you have friends and family that don't fucking support you, you need to get rid of them the fuck now. It makes absolutely no sense to keep people hanging around and clogging up your feed with their negativity because they don't believe in you. I would just nip that shit in the butt. Hey, look, you can watch me from a distance. My public page is this. Have a nice day. And block and delete them. Stop keeping that energy around you. You're better than that. You have a new song that's out and you're promoting it and your friends and family are not even sharing it. Fuck them. But you worry about merch. Nobody would buy merch from me. Merch is what's going to put food on your table. Merch is what's going to pay for your next session. Merch is going to do that. Why? Because obviously, if you haven't looked around, we are in a crisis. People are getting money from the government. People will buy anything that looks interesting. Out of pure boredom, whatever the fuck it is, if you can create some dope ass merch, get an influencer or two to wear it, you'll make those sales and you'll realize you'll be selling more merch and making more money off of your merch than you would your streams. So, how do you do that? Well, research. Come up with ideas. Be original. Find a company that will allow you to sell your merch, to design your merch, create your store. Just fucking do it. Just do it. I don't know what's stopping you. And if you don't want to sell merch, but you're good at something, show your fans you appreciate them. And they will rock with you until the wheels fall off. That's all I want to say for tonight. But protocols. What are the protocols of the music business? It's simple. Create. Protect what you create. Share what you create. And celebrate what you create with the people that appreciate your creations. This is the Minx Show Podcast with your host, Minx Couture. I thank you for tuning in. Make sure you follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram at The Minx Show. You guys can check out my podcast on all platforms. You guys can always shoot me an email. Or you can just reach out to me and say, what up, Minx? Make sure you guys tune in Monday through Wednesday on the RTIM show, Random Talking Indie Music with my homie 759, where we talk about random topics and music business and some other random shit. Make sure you guys support my Patreon team, my Patreon members. Make sure you guys love each other, support one another, stay vigilant. Stay woke. And make sure you guys head over to minxradio.com, where we have some new updates going on. I'll show you guys real quick. Updated the website. And we have the radio working again. New articles. If you guys are interested in having a song review from me, definitely get at me. All right, we go hard. We don't just do copy-paste shit. We go thorough. All right, so again, head over to minxradio.com for radio shows, news, and more. I thank you so much for your time and enjoy your day.